outside the front of the mansion here, and I'm stood with Lord Brockett. What brings you here today, sir?
It is really to pay homage to these veterans who did such fantastic work, but also it's part of the research, I suppose one could say, into doing the documentary on Bletchley. I started this in February this year. The BBC still want to do it, but they've got slight programming issues. Mm-hmm. I can't wait till next year. Nor can this place wait till next year, for two reasons. Firstly, because a lot of these old dears are not going to be around next year, and this place needs money now.
Definitely.
And so in order to do that, the best hope this place has is actually with the next government coming in next year, because undoubtedly we're going to get a change of government, mm-hmm. and the next government must recognise the importance of Bletchley in world history, not UK history, in world history. And this place must be set up and financed and backed by government, because it's that important.
How did you feel about the announcement just a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of days even, where they basically said, oh, well, there is some money coming to it, we'd rather not?
The announcement that I paid attention to was the one of the medals, or as they're called, badges.
Right.
That was the government's cheapskate way out of saying, no, we won't finance the place, but we'll give all the old dears medals, because actually there won't be many around soon, but give them medals, which cost nothing to cast, and that's what we'll do. Thank you very much, but no thank you.
And what's your take on the pardon call for Turing?
Absolutely on the button. And actually, if you want to reverse the other side of the coin of that problem, which was that he only was denied security clearance by government because it was made public that he was gay. Okay? Well, look at the other side of that coin. If in 1939 it was officially recognised that he was gay and he wasn't used in the capacity that he was, we could have lost the war.
Exactly.
Now, that is an extraordinary fact.
Definitely, and another reason for us to put the pressure on, I think. It's ridiculous. I was just speaking to a gentleman that worked with Alan Turing, and he just had so many nice things to say about the guy in general, and nearly blew his cover when he read of his death in the newspaper in front of his wife, in fact.
Yes.
Which fascinating stories. We're actually recording some HD footage here, trying to gather as many stories as we can against a very, very plain background. You are free to use some of the footage, should you want to, in your documentary. I'll give you my card. And
it might be that you
have to go private with some of the funding for this if the BBC are dragging their heels.
The BBC, we've said to them, look, we can't wait that long now.
Right.
Because they gave us this answer 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So we can't wait that long. So we will go to, they've got two other companies we're going to next week.
Excellent.
And they're both very interested. And we've got an American outfit that are very interested, because the Americans know about Bletchley. They have a better knowledge of Bletchley than the Brits do.
Great stuff. Well, that's fascinating. And what do you plan to do for the rest of the day?
Oh, we're just going to go around and say, shake hands with some of these amazing people.
We owe them a lot of thank yous, don't we?
A lot, that's putting it mildly. Mm. I mean, you know, there was a German here the other day, met Simon Greenish, and said, thank you for everything you've done here. So Simon was a bit taken aback and said, why? And he said, because if this place wasn't here, Americans would have nuked Berlin.
Wow.
See, that's the other side of that coin.
Totally, even more lives saved.
Yeah.
Thanks to where we're stood right now, it does make me proud in so many ways. And when I speak to a lot of these people here, they keep saying the same thing. I was just a small cog in a very big machine, and they fail to realise that, take that cog out, everything grinds to a halt.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was brilliantly set up. But, you know, I've talked to some of the veterans here, and they're refusing to take their badges, accept their medals. They won't accept them, because they said they don't need a medal at their time in life. This place needs money.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.